Would it make any difference what you called it if it was on private property, maybe just a small place?
That's a family grave, yeah.
That's it.
If you nothing but say that family buried there. Still with them now.
What about the box that the person is buried in? What would you call that?
You used to call it a coffin. Call it a casket now.
And the ceremony itself, you'd say you're going to so-and-so's
funeral.
What about if people were dressed in black there? You'd say that they were in
mourning.
And that they were in
mourning. Huh?
You'd say that they were in
mourning.
We don't
have that.
People don't do that around here anymore?
No, they don't call it that around here.
I see. Sometimes when talking about diseases, when people get older, sometimes they get kind of stiff and aching, you know, in their joints. What you might say that they had a touch of
arthritis, rheumatism, what's the foundation name for it? Now they've spread it out to
the foundation name?
That's the foundation name. That's all they used to call it in the rheumatism.
Uh-huh.
Now they call it, you don't hardly call it rheumatism, it's arthritis. Bursitis, something else, whatever they want to call it. Most arthritis took over now.
You ever heard of a disease that would make your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Do you ever hear people having that anymore around here?
Hardly ever. Not as much as you used to have it, I don't believe. It was sort of rare then. Always been kind of rough.
That's it. Well, say if you ate something that disagreed with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to
vomit, throw up, puke. I mean,
oh, that's a terrible word. Oh,
you gave me a several terms there. Would you say that puke is a kind of a joking term, or?
Yeah, that's not a joking. They used to use that pretty often.
Is that right?
Back in, yeah.
Just as the usual accepted word?
Yes, sir. A lot of folks kind of on the flying side use that.
If somebody said, does that word puke bother you at all? You just say it seems like vomit is, puke is vomit.
But what now? What was the question?
Would you just as soon say puke is vomit?
Hell no. I don't like that word at all.
So you'd be more likely to say vomit or throw up, something like
yeah.
that?
When I was a boy, they'd say throw up most of the time. That's what they use more than anything else.
Well, I see. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if a young boy kept going over to see the same girl pretty regularly, and he was probably getting serious about her, what would people say he was doing?
He was... What would they say? What did they say he was doing? He was courting one thing, but courting pretty heavy or something like that.
You ever heard from people around here you say sparking?
That's what, yeah, they used to say that, yeah, he was sparking.
What would you call him? You'd say that he was her
sweetheart.
What would she be?
Huh?
What would she be called?
His sweetheart. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend or boyfriend.